Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Yuma, daf Ayin. Deep appreciation to the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. The learning we do is L'Zeichu Nishmas Lois Lupin Zaltzman. Okay, we took care of the Yetzirah. No, well, not exactly. Right, one and change. Okay, the Yetzirah for the Avodah Zarah, so they, when they built the Bayit Sheni, so they came to the recognition that there's no way that they're going to be able to operate the Bayit Sheni with the Yetzirah as strong as the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. They said the purpose of the Yetzirah is for Schar. We're going to fight the Yetzirah, we're going to beat the Yetzirah. But they admitted we can't do it. Just simply incapable of doing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down a note from Shemaim. The note said the word MS, meaning it's a good point. Okay, I hear you. And so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did is he conceded. And so what we did is we took out the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. So then it was up for consideration. This was all during the beginning of the Bayit Sheni. So then it was up for consideration. Okay, so if we took care of the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, so now let's take care of the Yetzirah for Avera, meaning for Arias. So they thought about it, but then they realized, but the problem is going to be is that the world will just simply come to an end. There'll be no reproduction, no procreativity, and so it's going to be difficult. Not difficult, just impossible. So it will not serve us. They did a test run. They tried out for 3 days. They saw that no eggs were being laid, no eggs were being fertilized. Maybe that's the way to say it. Either way, they realized it's just not going to work out. So they said, okay, we're going to have to give the Yetzirah, we're going to have to let that one go. So maybe take care of half the Yetzirah, but for whatever reason, that's not how the system operates. The system operates where it's either all or nothing. But then the Gemara pointed out that they blinded the eye of the Yetzirah for Avera, and at least that helped a little bit so that a person would not have a taiva for a close family member. So it did help a little bit. Okay, that's where we got to. And why? Meaning, why do we have this entire discussion? All based on Psukim in Sefer Nehemiah. The Pasuk says in Sefer Nehemiah, "V'yivarech Ezra es Hashem Elokim Hagadol." Because Ezra blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hagadol. So we were focusing on the word Hagadol, and through a lot of drush, we arrived at this conclusion. The Gemara points out there's another way to say it, meaning it could be that the Pasuk in Ezra Nehemiah have a whole different connotation to it. So we're going to pick it up right there at this point in time. We're in Samach Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting now B'Ma'arava. In Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, so they also looked at the same Pesukim in Ezra Nehemiah, but they arrived at a different conclusion. B'Ma'arava, Masnu Ha'akhi, Rav Gidol Amar, Gadol Shigidlo B'Shem HaMefarash. So Rav Masna Amar, so okay, Shem HaMefarash, that's what we said over yesterday, meaning that's one of the Pshatim in the Pesukim. He said Shem Hashem, even though it was outside the base of Mikdash, and okay, that's what we discussed yesterday. Rav Masna Amar, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanora. Okay, so what we did is we gave the adjectives back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gadol Gibor Nora. We're familiar, every time we say Shemona Esrei. So we open up in the first bracha, and we give adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they only give three adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gadol Gibor Nora. Remember the Gemara in Brachos? Where there was someone davening for the Amud, and he felt, let me go on. And he started giving other adjectives to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Izuz, and he went on to a whole list of other attributes to describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what was the Gemara's response over there? Right, one of the Amorim was listening, and he says, "You done yet?" Another CMT. So right, I'm just going off the top of my head. Right, CMT l'shafchei. Right, are you finished? Meaning, there are three adjectives. We have no right to give any adjective to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ridiculous. The only reason we have any allowance whatsoever is because Moshe Rabbeinu gave these three particular adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's it, though. In other words, no more than that. So what the Gemara now is going to suggest is that the pshat in the Psukim in Ezra Nehemiah is that we reinstituted these three adjectives, or at least one of the three. So the Gemara says like this: the Hadra of Masna Machil the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, the Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Laman Ekrashman Anche Knesses Hagadola. Why are this particular group? Again, these are the Chachamim and Neviim that opened up the second base of Mikdash, in the second period of the base of Mikdash, where the members of the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, they were the ones responsible for the basically Shemona Esrei, meaning they were the ones who authored Shemona Esrei. And they canonized, they were the ones who put together, who put into Tanakh, who didn't put into Tanakh, you know, which got included, which did not get included. Well, the last members of the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, so that we know from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that's Shemona Tzadik. Shemen Atzadik, right? From the first Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos. Shemen Atzadik, me Shayari Anshe Knesset Hagedola. He was one of the last members of Anshe Knesset Hagedola. Well, so why are they giving this name Anshe Knesset Hagedola? What's the Pshan Hagedola? Sheikh Zira Tali Yoshna. So they brought the crown back to its original place. Also, Moshe Amar Akel Hagedola Hagibar Vanora. So Moshe Rabbeinu gave these three adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really is a heter. It allows us to use these three adjectives. Also, Yirmiyahu Ve'amar, Nachrim Mekarka Kemehechalo, Is Ayeno Ra'osav. So Yirmiyahu says, when upon seeing the destruction of the first base of Mikdash, I don't see Nora. I mean, where's the awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? You have Goyim who are literally dancing in the Heichal. I don't see Nora. So he took it out. So Lo Amar Nora. So he took it out. Now, exactly what that means, I'm not sure. It means he took it out of Shemoneh Esrei. I can't imagine. I don't know. But whatever. In other words, he took it out. Also, Daniel Amar Nachriyam Mishtabdim Bibanav Ayeh Givurasav. And where's the gvur of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? We're being subjects, subservient to the non-Jews. So where's the gvura? So lama gibor. Asa'inu va'amra adarabam. Zu hi gvuras. Gvuraso shekovish et yisro. Shenosin erech apayim l'rishayim. So the Gemara says no. In other words, this is a demonstration of gvura. So number one, it's gvura in that it shows his patience, if you will, if we could say this is self-control. So Kovish Yitzisro Shenos in Erech Hapayim L'Rishayim. He's Marech Hapayim. He has patience. The Elo Nerosav Shomalei Maro Shal Kosh Baruch Hu Heichu Ma'achas Yichol Et Kayem Bina Omos. And Nora, I mean, we exist. Okay, so we're not in Eretz Yisrael with the base of Mikdash, but we exist. That in and of itself is Nora. So So what they did is they reinstituted the midas of, or our, not the midas, but our understanding of Gadol, Gibor, Nora. And that's why it's Anshe Knesset Hagadolah. Hagadolah because they reinstituted what was already done by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, okay, but V'Rabban Heche Avdi Hachi, V'Akri Takanta Tiktak and Moshe. So the Gemara says, okay, but how could the Chachamim do that all together and uproot something that was uprooted by Moshe? Meaning when the Gemara here is referring to the Chachamim, it's referring to Yirmiyahu and Daniel, who removed those names. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mitoch Shiyodin B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, She'amiti Hu Lefichach Lo Kizvi Bo. So they said, yeah, but that's one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Just go back to yesterday's daf, meaning that's chosmo shal kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu is emes. So on one hand, you're right. In other words, it's not for Daniel and Yirmiyahu to take those words out. But on the other hand, they knew that a kadosh baruch hu was chosmo shal emes, and they don't see the nora, and they don't see the gvura. So they felt it was okay to take it out. Okay. Ad kan divrei agadata. That ends that section of the Gemara. We go back to the Mishnah. We go back to a halachic discussion. Take a look back at the Mishnah, back on Samaches Amud Beis, and begin the opening of the seventh parak of Yuma, where the Gemara over there discusses how we get to Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says, is right after all the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. So at the end of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, meaning this is when the Kohen Gadol is dressed in his Levanim for the first time, and at the end of it, meaning after all the Hazos and the Vidui of the Parsis, Parasira Mishtaleach, and after all that, so now he's going to do Kriyas HaTorah. So first of all, as we discussed yesterday's daf, so the Kriyas HaTorah is not done in the Azara because the Kohen Gadol was sitting, and there's no way the Kohen Gadol would be sitting in the Azara. So it was done in Ezra's Nashim. It was done right outside. And the Gemara pointed out, and the Mishnah pointed out, that they would hand them a Sefer Torah. Remember how it was passed from the Chazan HaKnesses to the Rosh HaKnesses to the Sgan to the Kohen Gadol. And then once passed to the Kohen Gadol, he would open up and he would read. Now what would he read from? So he would read from everything that has to do with Yom Kippur. So that would mean that he would read from Parshas Achrei Mos. He then would move on to Parshas Amor. And then he would read from Pinchas, Parshas Pinchas. The Gemara says, however, that in terms of reading, so it was one Sefer Torah. The Gemara today is going to discuss why not two. It was one Sefer Torah. To roll the Sefer Torah from Achrei Mos to Emor is not a terribly big deal. It's a couple of columns in the Sefer Torah. Right? Emor is Perek Tet Zayin. Sorry, let me do that better. Achrei Mos is Perek Tet Zayin. Amor's Perek Chav Gimel. So you're just a couple parakim ahead in Sefer Vayikra. And then you moved on to Pinchas. But that's a lot of rolling. So that he didn't do. So the Mishnah describes that what happened is that after he read from Parshas Amor, closed the Sefer Torah, made an announcement to everybody. What I'm about to say is also in the Sefer Torah. I'm just not going to take the time to roll it right now. He said it Baal Peh, he said it by heart. And then a short bridge version of Tefillah. Okay, that's what we did. That's how the Mishnah described it yesterday. The Gemara has a couple of poignant questions. We are in the Gemara on the bottom of Samech Tes Amud Beis. We're at the two dots. V'kore, achremos v'achbes, or v'rimina medagam and avi v'lehim medagam v'torah. So the Gemara says, first of all, just the idea of skipping altogether. Okay, you don't skip. So we don't skip in the Torah. In other words, here we're talking about Navi and Torah. Navi, meaning when we're reading half Torah, so there, a little more room, a little more relaxation of the rules. So when it comes to Navi, so you could skip around. But aim a dog in the Torah, but you don't skip around in the Torah. You don't jump around in the Torah. So lokashikam bichdeshi yafsika torgaman kam bichdeshi lo yafsika torgaman. So at this point in time, the Gemara thinks it's really just a function of time. It takes too much time. So the Gemara right now is suggesting, well, let's see. It depends on whether people will notice that we rolled or people won't notice that we rolled. Now, again, you just when we get to Masechta Megillah, so we're going to see a lot of this. The way that Sefer Torah was read is that you had someone reading from the Sefer Torah, you read a Pasuk, and then you had a Maturgaman, meaning, okay, so now you read a Pasuk. Everyone's got to understand what was going on. So you had a person who was standing right there, and actually said the Targum. He said over the translation of the Torah into Aramaic so that everyone's listening. Oh, okay, good. Now I understand what's going on. Okay, and we did that for every Pasuk. That's the that was in the good old days. Okay, what happened to the good old days? I don't know. I went to Yemenite Shul years ago, and they still do it. You ever experienced that? So, okay. But we don't have that anymore. But anyway, so there's a built-in... there's a built-in pause, if you will, or not a pause, but a break for the Baal Kore. Meaning the Baal Kore can pause so that now he can, so for the Torgamon to speak. So, if while during the Torgamon's translation of the Torah, so you can roll and no one's going to notice it, the Gemara says that's fine. But if after the Torgamon finishes and now we're waiting for the Baal Kore to read, the Gemara says that's no good. Right now, the Gemara thinks that's the entire difference. So the Gemara says, and let me just finish the thought. And the Gemara thinks that's why it's okay to go from Achrimos to Parshas Amor, because it's Perek Tetzayin to Perek Chaf Gimel, and we'll roll it quickly, and no one will notice because the Maturgaman is translating. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that may be an answer, but it doesn't work. Why doesn't the answer work? So the Gemara says, Vaha Allah Ketani Medag Menavi Ve Medag Metorah Ve'ad Kama Medaleg, because now let's read on in the Brisa. The Brisa says, and Ad Kama, how long are you Medaleg? Meaning, how much time do you have to skip around? Bechtei Shelo Yafzik HaTorgaman, so that there's no break in the action. And that's talking about Navi. That's not talking about Torah. So in other words, this shear that we just gave is a correct shear, but it's talking about skipping around a Navi. And what's the deal? The deal is very simple. But Torah, klal, klal, lo. That when it comes to the Sefer Torah, you can't skip at all. Period. It's not a function of there's a break in the action. And no, the function of a break of an action, and we'll throw around the term later this morning of Tircha de Tzibura. So that's regarding Navi. But regarding Torah, you just cannot skip around. You have to go in the Torah Keseder. So Amar Rabbi Lo Kasha Kam and Yinecha Kam Mishnei Yonim. So the Gemara now, fine. The Gemara introduces us to the issue. What's the issue? What's the problem with being medalik b'tara? Subject matter. You got to stay on the same subject matter. So the Gemara says, look, you want to skip around in the Torah, but you're going to be in the same subject matter? That's fine. But you're going to skip around the Torah and you're covering different subject matters? That you can't do. Even if there's no time break, even if there's no time delay, even if there's no quote-unquote tircha de tzibura, that you can't do. You have to stay on topic. So when we're talking about Yom Kippur, and we're going from Achrimos to Parshas Amor, and obviously when we say Amor, we mean Yom Kippur, good, we're on topic. Now the only other consideration is, how much time is it going to take? If we can roll while the Maturgaman is translating, so that's fine. So now we've taken care of the problem of Inyan, of topic, and we've taken care of the issue of Zman. That's fine. And when it comes to Navi, so there's more flexibility. By Navi, there's no issue of Inyan. You can jump around from one topic to another. The only issue when it comes to Navi is Zman. Just, it's a time consideration. The Hatanya, the Gemara now quotes a Braisa, and this is Benichusa. This supports our position. The last two lines of the Amud Beis, Medag Metorah being an Echad, you can jump around in the Torah being an Echad over Navi Bishnei Inyanim, but when it comes to Navi, you can even jump around from one subject to another subject. But keep in mind the time consideration, meaning that if the Torgamon finishes translating, and we're rolling, that's no good. But what you can do, even in Navi, so in other words, in Navi we have more latitude. We can jump around even me'inyan le'inyan. But you got to stay in the same sefer. You can't jump around. You can't go from Yecheskel to Yirmiyahu. Okay? You can't go from Yirmiyahu to Yishayahu. That you can't do. What you could do is you could jump around in one particular sefer, and you can go from intra Navi jumping, but not inter. So the Gemara says, V'navi shal shnei masar medagin. And what you can also do is, if you're in Treyasar, so you can move around in Treyasar, you can bounce around in Treyasar, if you would so like. But don't back it up. Meaning, whenever you're going to skip, whenever you're going to jump, jump forward, never jump backwards. Now, Tosfos points out, we're not talking about Treyasar now. This is a general rule regarding jumping around in Navi. Jump forward, but never backwards. Okay, maybe just simply because it'll be confusing. The Gemara doesn't give a reason why not. But Tosus points out that this is not an issue of Treyasar. This is a general issue in choosing the Haftorah. Okay. Good. All right. So that takes care now of issue number one. Issue number one, jumping around the Torah. So there are two considerations. Number one is Inyan. The other consideration is Zman. If both of those are considered and kept, meaning you're not going from one subject to another, you're staying in subject, and the amount of time it takes to move in the Sefer Torah is not going to make an interruption in the Kriya, that's fine. Okay. And when it comes to Navi, there's only one consideration, that's Zman. Okay, good. So now we have the Kohen Gadol with the Sefer Torah, and he's moving from Achrei Mos to Emor, and that's fine, because it's in Yen Echad, and it's also not going to take too much time. Gadol Sefer Torah, v'kol kach lama, Kedish lo hosi laz al Sefer Torah. Okay. Why does he do this? First of all, what is the Gemara asking over here? What are we talking about? Rashi points out, we're talking about the announcement. Meaning, after he reads from Parshas Emor, then he makes an announcement. Yoser Mimashi Karasi. Right? There's more in here than what I just read. And here it is. And he makes an announcement. And the reason why he makes the announcement, explains the Gemara, is so that people don't say anything poorly about the Sefer Torah. Meaning, why isn't he reading from the Sefer Torah? Maybe there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Maybe there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So by making the announcement, he's basically saying, the Sefer Torah is fine, that's not the issue. Well, what is the issue? So let's continue in the Gemara. So am I Niglo v'Nikre? So here the Gemara asks, okay, good. So now he makes an announcement. So now everyone knows Sefer Torah is fine. Okay, but just roll. Roll the Sefer Torah to the point you want to get to. So Amar Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yoshua, Amar Rav Sheish, Levishen Golan, Sefer Torah b'tzibur, Mimnei Kavod HaTzibur. Okay, so the Gemara says it's going to take too much time. Kavod HaTzibur. We have to take into consideration the people there. In other words, there's an audience of people. And what are we going to do? We're just going to sit around and we're going to roll the Sefer Torah and everyone's going to watch us roll the Sefer Torah. It's not appropriate. The good gabayim, make sure that the Sefer Torah is rolled before Minyan. Right. And then there's the rest of us. So the fine. So that's the issue. So the issue is a problem of Kavod HaTzibur. So the Gemara says, okay, we can't get another Sefer Torah. Now, right, everyone was bothered by this yesterday. Right? Okay, so fine. So I can't roll one Sefer Torah, Kavod HaTzibur. Fine. Okay, but two Sefer Torah. How many times do we go to shul? And we take out two Sefer Torah. On occasion, we bring out three Sefer Torah. And this is not a new phenomena. The Gemara notes this. The Gemara says this was instituted already Bismana Gemara. So now the question is really strong. So why not in Yom Kippur, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Shul, in the Ezra's Nashim? So why not take out two Sefer Torah? It's not a big deal. So Lefisha, I'm sorry. Maybe they covered Sefer. Menai Sechrin, Menekre, Rav Hunabred, Bar Yehuda, Amen Mishum Kam, Begamo Shal Rishon, Reish Lakish Amen Mishum Bracha Shein Etzricha. So right now the Gemara says, well, maybe there are two considerations. One consideration is, if we take out another Sefer Torah, once again, it'll be an affront to the first Sefer Torah. Not an affront, but a pagam. People will think that something's wrong with the first Sefer Torah. That's why we went and grabbed the second Sefer Torah. That's one possibility. Or another possibility is bracha shein etzricha. It'll create an unnecessary bracha. Because now you take another Sefer Torah, we're going to have to make a new bracha. Now it's funny, from our perspective, what do you mean new bracha? Every Ola, right, makes his own bracha. So a couple things. First of all, that's a relatively modern phenomena. I don't really mean modern. I mean that originally the way the brachas worked is there was one bracha in the beginning and was one bracha at the end and nobody made a bracha in the middle. So, and the Gemara points out, the Gemara in Megillah, we'll see it when we get to Megillah, the Gemara points out that every Ola making his own bracha, that's a later takana. I mean, the Gemara is speaking about it, so when I say modern, I mean, you know, only in the last, you know, 1800 years. Fine, so... Fine. So, in the good old days, however, certainly Bizman Beis HaMikdash, one bracha that was said in the beginning, one bracha that was said in the end. If we take out another Sefer Torah, it's going to require another bracha. Okay. So there are two considerations why we're not going to take out a Sefer Torah. Number one, it speaks poorly of the first Sefer Torah. Number two, it's going to require a bracha that's unnecessary. So the Gemara says, really unnecessary bracha? Are we concerned about pagam? Gemara says, no, we're not. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos Mevin Shalosh Taros. V'koren on Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls out on Shabbos, so we take out three Sefer Torah. The Koran Achas Ben Yonah Shal Yom. So one of them now in Yonah Shal Yom, right, the day. Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, the day meaning Shabbos, Parsha. Achas Shal Rosh Chodesh, then we have to take into consideration that today's Rosh Chodesh as well. So then we take out the Rosh Chodesh. Be'achas Shal Chanukah, and then we take out a third Sefer Torah so that we're able to read from Parsha's Noso. Okay, so that's three Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, so you're worried about Pagama Shal Rishon? And unnecessary brachos, meaning we do it. So the Gemara helps us out over here. The Gemara says, look, if I'm having a different Ola for every Sefer Torah, so then there's no pagam. Meaning there's no, if I take out a second Sefer Torah and I call up a new person for the second Sefer Torah, so it doesn't speak about the first Sefer Torah. We understand. It's three coincidental occasions that are occurring, obviously, incidentally on the same day. And so, therefore, we're going to have three Sefer Torah, but each Sefer Torah has its own Ola, has its own person being called up. So, therefore, the second Sefer Torah, the third Sefer Torah, it does not speak poorly, but the first Sefer Torah. Masha Enke, now let's imagine in Yom Kippur. There's no new Ola, right? No one knows. There's not a new Aliyah. So now what do I have? One Sefer Torah is being brought up. Okay, quickly, let's roll it up. Let's bring out another one. Nobody knew what's called up. No bracha. You didn't hear a bracha. That speaks poorly on the first Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says that's the difference between Yom Kippur versus a Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Shabbos trifecta. And that's why, and one we're worried about Pagam, and the other we're not worried about Pagam. Okay, good. All right, continuing in the Gemara. Mevar Chalash, Shmona Brachos. Now, davening, meaning for the first time today, the Kohen Gadol gets to daven. He has not davened. The truth of the matter is, he did daven once already in the day. Right. Huh? I'll say yes, because, you know, I want to sound religious, but... I hear you. I'll say yes, but, you know, not because I know that to be so, just, you know, it's my best guess. He did daven once earlier. And that's when he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's standing in the Heichal, nobody's there, so he was able to say short tefillah as he came out. And the Gemara gave us a nusach of the tefillah that he said as he was coming out, fine. So it's not true when I say that hasn't davened yet. He's davened, but not, you know, when I say daven, I mean, in the standard nusach of davening, which it seems like from the Gemara, it seems like from this entire discussion existed during Bayis Sheni. Now again, as we just pointed out, the Anshei Knesset HaGadol was the one responsible for formulating the Shemoneh Esrei. Certainly seems logical that that there was some nusach HaTfilah during Bayis Sheni. So okay, so in other words, so there was davening, there was instituted davening during Bayis Sheni. So now that the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is completed, so now the Kohen Gadol has an opportunity to daven. So what does he say at this point in time? So the Mishnah describes it as 8 brachos. Okay. We talk about Shemoneh Esrei as being 18 brachos. We know that there was a 19th that was added. But keep in mind, this is Yom Kippur. So already, like, we don't have, it's not a standard 19 brachos Shemoneh Esrei. What is it? So it's some abridged version. So what brachos is he making? Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara here quotes the Braisa. The Braisa spells it out. I mean, the Mishnah already spelled that out a little bit. The Braisa here spells it out a little bit more. Ala Torah kedosh mevarchem mevesa kedeses. So first the bracha of Ala Torah. So what's that? Like we say in Shul. If you look back in Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Mishnah says it's the Asher Nasalan Torah Stames v'chayolam tabesochenu. The bracha that we make after the Aliyah. Okay. Al ha'avoda. So we're going to call that Ritzei. Okay, Rashi says it ends with the Sha'oscha. Right, you look at Rashi back on the Mishnah. Right, Ritzei b'amcha Yisrael, v'teratzei avoda, b'dvir b'secha, Sha'oscha levadcha, b'yir n'avod. That was Rashi. Right. He doesn't need to say that part. Well, I can't wait to see the Beis HaMikdash. I'm here. Okay, Kedar Shemavachim Beis HaKnesses, Al Avoda, fine, Al Hoda, so that's Modim, Al Mechila Sa'avon. Okay, your guess is as good as mine. I want to say Slach Lanu, I don't know, I'm not sure. In other words, but some bracha instituted at this point in time for forgiveness.
The arrangement that they said it?
Sounds that way.
Because it's different.
Agreed. Mechila Sa'avon could also be like the middle bracha that we say on Yom Kippur. That's another suggestion of what Mechila Sa'avon is. I'm sorry, Kitikna. Ve'ala Mikdash b'fnei atzmo, he makes a bracha on the base of Mikdash. Ala Kohan b'fnei atzmo, he makes a bracha on the Kohanim. Al Yisrael b'fnei atzmo, he makes a bracha on Yisrael. Ve'al shar hatfila. And the Mishnah also spoke in this kind of language. And then, what was that 8th bracha? An ambiguous reference to shar hatfila. The rest of Davin. What is that? Tanu Rabbanan. So that's the next brisa. Shara Tfila. Rina Tchina Bakash Mofanech Al Amcha Yisrael. Shetzrichim Loshea. Vechosim Mishomea Tfila. Okay, so he ends with a bracha that we end our middle brachas with, and that's Shomea Tfila. Ve'achakach Kolecha Ve'acha Mevi Sefer Torah Mibesa Ve'korei Bo Kedei Laharos Chazuso Larabim. And then the brisa ends off by saying, and you know what the minhag was back in the Beis HaMikdash? Everyone also brought their own Sefer Torah. Rashi points out, take a look at Rashi inside. Rashi makes 2 points over here. Number one, Rashi says, everyone brings their own Sefer Torah because, first of all, we have a general halacha of Zeki Levan Veyu. We have to not only do a mitzvah, but do it beautifully. And so now, not only do I commission someone to write a Sefer Torah for me, but it's a nice Sefer Torah. Rashi says, nice everything. Laharos Navyav Shal Sefer Torah, meaning Rashi. V'siferos Ba'aleha. Shetarach lihisna os b'mitzvah. He's showing off. He's showing off his Sefer Torah. Shenemer zeki levan veil heitna lefanav b'mitzvah lulav na'a Sefer Torah na'a klaf na'a. Right. The standard examples that Rashi usually gives when speaking about making mitzvahs beautiful, beautiful lulav, beautiful Sefer Torah, beautiful klaf. Right, the parchment itself is very well done. Diona, excellent ink. Lavlar Uman, good sofer. Right, knows what he's doing. Omer of Yom Kippur, Mivim Sham. And then Rashi points out at the end another point, which is good. So he shows off the Torah because Zekilim Vanveya wants to show off how nice the Sefer Torah is. And furthermore, he says, Rashi, what about carrying? What about carrying the Sefer Torah in Yom Kippur? So he would have brought it prior to the day of Yom Kippur. So there'd be no violation of carrying. Okay, another point which we discussed a couple days ago also of hotza'a, eruv and hotza'a and Yom Kippur. Okay,
Is the city walled around?
Yeah, Yerushalayim has a wall around it. So Yerushalayim is the Rishos Yachin. In fact, the Gemara told us already in a couple of occasions that Yerushalayim is the Rishos Yachin. Right, if the doors weren't locked every night, so then Yerushalayim would be a Rishus HaRabim, but it's the Rishus HaYachid. So I guess, I'm guessing that we're talking about bringing it in from outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, maybe. But it's a good point. Haro Kohen Gadol, Lo Mipnei Rashai, Shein Rashai. Right, there were two events that were happening at the same time. Therefore, you had to choose. You can either watch the burning of the Parn and the Seer, which took place outside of Gemal Machanos, or you went to go witness Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, the Mishnah says whichever you prefer. And it's not that you couldn't watch both because there was some prohibition. No, that's not the case. It just simply be, they happen to be occurring at the same time. The Gemara notes over here, Rokan Gadol, Pshita. So the Gemara says, okay, good, but that's an obvious point. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that you can't see two things at the same time. I can tell you that information. So well, what do I need a Mishnah to tell us that? So the Gemara explains, no, the Chiddush of the Mishnah goes like this. Because we know the rule of Reish Lakish that you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah. So, and so therefore, given the choice over here between either the burning of the par in the seer, or the listening to Kriyas HaTorah, so I might have thought this is a no-brainer. Meaning, I got to go with the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the mitzvah? Well, my mitzvah, Rav Am HaJos Melech. The mitzvah is Rav Am HaJos Melech. Meaning that there's more of a mitzvah, where the mitzvah gets more kavod when done in mass. I might have thought that would have suggested that I should go and hear the Kriya, where that is, there's, it's, that's not, meaning it's not a choice between either I'll do this or I'll do this, it's a choice between doing a mitzvah or doing a non-mitzvah. That's what I might have thought the choice is, which isn't a choice, do the mitzvah. And the rule of Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. And the Kamashma and the Gemara says, no. Now, this is always one of those critical points, and wait, just give me a moment. This is one of the most critical points at a juncture of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Kamash Malan, it comes to teach us no. Well, what's the no? Meaning, okay, I understand what the Havamina was. That one's a mitzvah, one's a non-mitzvah. And I might have thought, so therefore it's not a choice. Go with the mitzvah, not with the non-mitzvah. And the Gemara says Kamash Malan. So often is the time where the Gemara says, okay, we're rejecting the Havamina, but now, good, so I reject the null, so what am I accepting? Okay, those of you who do experiments, experimental talk. So, but what am I accepting? So if you take a look at Rashi, very interesting Rashi. So Rashi over here says, Kamash Malan, Dalav Mavirhu, Me'achar She'enu Asuk Ba. In other words, Rashi seems to be saying that if you're not involved in the mitzvah, you're just a spectator, so that in of itself is not a mitzvah. Sounds like from Rashi, I don't want to make too big a deal, but it sounds like from Rashi that mitzvah is not a spectator sport, meaning that if you are involved in the mitzvah, so then that is Rov Am HaJos Melech, and that makes the mitzvah even greater. But if you're not involved in the mitzvah, and all you're doing is just simply observing a mitzvah, so that's nothing. Meaning, and then you can now legitimately look at these two choices and say, either I'll go watch the Parn Seer being burnt, or I'll watch the Kriyas HaTorah.
But isn't there a mitzvah for Israel to be b'mamado?
Yeah, but this is not an official mamad. Meaning, this is just the Kohen Gadol has a requirement to read the Sefer Torah. But this is not. In other words, mamados were very organized. In other words, mamados were instituted, and this particular group of people are responsible for the mamad. So you can't just simply come and say, hey, I'm part of the Mahamad. Meaning that doesn't seem to work that way. Yeah, so in general there is. So, but in this particular case, meaning, right, there's a Kriyas HaTorah, right, the Lashon of the Rishonim is the Sechovas HaTzibur. It's a communal responsibility. So over here, I don't know. Meaning that's what makes all this very interesting. Is that the way Rashi understands the conclusion of the Gemara, no. Meaning at this juncture for this particular Kriya. It sounds to me like a localized point. I don't know if we can generalize and globalize and say, well, you know, every time the Sefer Torah is read, so, okay. So we're just spectating. No, I don't think that's true. Look, by in general, when we have mitzvahs kriya, like Megillah, like Parsha Zachor, so hearing is a mitzvah. We say that by Mikra Megillah, that the hearing of the Megillah is a mitzvah. So when you're going there, you're not a spectator. In other words, you're performing the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. and I'd say in general when it comes to Kriya. So here in this particular case, I don't know. I don't know if it's a, if it's this seems to be a localized point to the Kohen Gadol in that this is not a Kriya per se where everyone has a mitzvah to hear. It's just a, you know, it's just his mitzvah. That's certainly how it seems. It seems like we're going to formulate it. Okay, and now we finish up. We're up to the next Mishnah, and we're going to finish up the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Okay. Yeah, a couple more Mishnahs to go in the Perek, but to be quite frank, this is it. This really wraps up the entirety of the day. We are now, remember the, right, we discussed this now time and again, just making sure that we're all on the same page. Five changes over the course of the day. Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Okay. The first Big Day Zav, we know he brings the Tam Shel Shachar. The next time, and by the way, every time he goes through a change, he also does Shtei Kiddushim, washes his hands twice, and also he has a Tefillah that occurs between the Shtei Kiddushim. So when he's Tovel, he changes into his white, and that's the linen, and that's basically, he does the Avodas Yom Kippur. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he goes through the selection process of the animal, the vidui of the animal, the going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the sprinkling of the 43 hazos, coming out, the vidui on the Seir Mishalech, the sending out of the Seir Mishalech, and Kriyas HaTorah. All while wearing the Big Day Lavan. Then he goes into it, he tovels again, he goes into Big Day Zahav, and that's where we're picking it up right now. So we're changing now into the Big Day Zahav. This is the second time today that he's wearing his Big Day Zahav. Now, remember, for Kriyas HaTorah, he had the choice. He could either stay in his Big Day Lavan or move and put on some, what the Mishnah referred to as Itztalis Shelo, some personal clothing that he wore. Fine. Now, in the Big Day Bots Karei, Kiddush Adav Raglav Pashayad Yared V'Tava Alav V'Nistafek V'Yivilo Big Day Zahav. So if he's still wearing the Big Day Bots is Big Day Lavan, it's the same thing. It's the linen clothing, the white linens. So he's Mekadish Adam V'Raglaim. He removes the clothing. He tovels in the mikvah. He comes up. He dries himself off. Ehevilo Big Day Zav. And he puts on the Big Day Zav. V'lavash B'Kiddush Adav V'Raglav. He puts it on. He's Mekadish his hands and his feet. V'yasa V'asa Es Elo the Es'el Ha'am. Now he brings the rams. His ram and the ram of the nation. Okay. Now another introductory remark and then we're going to go on in the Mishnah. In terms of the karbanos that he brings over the course of today, there's a lot. And that's not very helpful. But that's just, there are a lot. But there basically are two parshios that we need to keep into consideration. One is in Achrimos and the other is in Pinchas. One, the Achrimos describes the Avodas Yom Kippurim, where there the Torah details various karbanos that are brought for Yom Kippur, and then all the karbanos that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas are the Musafim. Parshas Pinchas goes through the Musafim of every Yontif. So, when you get to the part that describes Yom Kippur, Ach Basor L'Chodesh, right, on the 10th day of the month, so the Pesukim go through a list of karbanos that are brought then. Okay. And now basically, the question of the day is going to be the following. What's the Seder? What's going to be the order? Meaning, he's got to bring all the karbanos that are mentioned in Achrimos for Yom Kippur, and he's got to bring all the karbanos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas as well, as they represent the Musaf of the day. So, there are really are two questions, two big questions that we're going to touch on today. Question number one, Seder. What's the correct order? Meaning, is it first all the karbanos for Achrimos, then the Musafim? Or does somehow the carbon musafim get intermingled into the day? Okay. That's one big question that we're going to be discussing. That's a machlokas tonight. There's another big question as well. Is there any overlap in carbonos? Meaning there's a series of carbonos mentioned in Achrimos, and there's a series of carbonos mentioned in Pinchas. Are they two totally separate partios? And basically, I gotta separate. Here's a list, right? I'm looking over my, what do I need for Yom Kippur? So first I go to Achrimos, here's one list of karbanos that I need. Then I go to Parshas Pinchas, here's another list of what I need. And never the twain shall meet. Or no. Or maybe there's actually an overlap. Where could be that maybe one of the karbanos that are mentioned on in Achrimos is actually the same karban that is mentioned in Pinchas. And so in our Venn diagram, there's actually just going to be a little bit of overlap between the two. That's another big issue, and that turns into another machlokas tanayim. Okay, so those are two big questions in terms of achremos and pekudim and pinchas. Okay. The tam is daily, so that goes without saying. Okay, so all that in mind, and let's go now in our Mishnah. So he brings an ayil, two ayilim, one for him and one for the nation. Now that's in Achrimos. I don't have the Chumash in front of me. You'll look it up, you'll see. Shivas kvasim tmimim b'nei shana, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And seven sheep. That's Parshas Pinchas. Okay? So Rabbi Eliezer kind of has them together. But, as the Gemara is going to point out, really incomplete. I mean, when Rabbi Eliezer gives us a list of what to do, it's a very incomplete list. Because when you open up the Parshas Pinchas, you're going to find that there are more karbanos mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. When are they brought? Mishnah doesn't say according to Rabbi Eliezer. So even though Rabbi Eliezer gives us an opinion, but it's a really incomplete position, Gemara is going to fill in the gaps. Rabbi Akiva Omer, in Tamasho Shachar you craven. So Rabbi Akiva says, no. Parshas Pinchas karbanos are brought in the morning, together with the Musaf Shel Shachar. Sorry, together with the Tamid Shel Shachar. How you craving a par? All of a seer and nasa bechutz. How you craving in Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? And the par and the ola and the seer and nasa bechutz. Those are the other Musafim. So they're brought together with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, according to Rabbi Akiva. Kiddush Adar Veraglav. Pasha Yarev Vitav Avalav and Istapik Hivilo Big Day Lava. Okay. So now, as you already just saw in the Mishnah, big debate in terms of Seder, meaning when are the Musafim brought? We have just a glimpse into the position of Rabbi Eliezer. We have more of a we have a fuller position what Rabbi Akiva says, and then we're going to go back continuing the Seder Ayom. He told us in the mikveh again. He wears the big day lavan. V'lavash v'kidesh adav v'raglav nechnav zosias hakafes v'samachta. So, and what is he going to do now wearing the big day lavan? Only one thing. Go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and take out the spoon and the shovel. And once again now, for the last time, he's going to tov on the mikvah, put on his big day zahav, and he's going to burn the Ketoros, which is done daily. He's going to prepare and lechora light the Neros, and that ends his day. Kiddush Adar V'raglav U'Pashat. Now, right, take out the tefillah. He doesn't tovel anymore. He's mekadosh his hands. He vilo big day atzmo, and he puts on now his regular clothing. V'lavash u'malavin oso ad beiso, and they escort him back home. His day is over. V'yom tov haya oso la'wava v'shash yatsa b'shalom in hakodesh, and it was a yontif. Which is a funny statement because it's already yontif. Okay, the Gemara is going to touch on that later. Okay, now the Gemara is bothered because what the Mishnah has done for us is given us an incomplete picture. So ibaylo hechi kamar im tamish shachar yikraven upar haola v'sir nasa bechutz in tamish ben arba'im is what Rabbi Eliezer mean to say that the par and the ola and the seer is brought with the tamid shel shachar and the seven kvasim are brought with the tamid shel shachar and par ola seer that's done outside, meaning all the musaf, the pinchas karbanos, is that tamid shel ben arba'im? Is that what Rabbi Eliezer meant? Oh, delma achikamer in tamid shel shachar you crave in upar ola behadayu. Par and ola are offered in the morning. Again, the Mishnah doesn't say, so we really don't know. V'sir nasa bechutz in tamid shel ben arba'im, and the sir nasa bechutz is done in the afternoon. V'su, and furthermore, par ola the Rabbi Eliezer desharya emas avilu, and par and ola according to Rabbi Eliezer. When is that offered? Meaning it doesn't even mention that in the Mishnah. Vesu. Bein l'Rabbi Elazar, bein l'Rabbi Akiva, imurichata seimas avilu. And another thing which the Mishnah doesn't even mention. Now, it's true that we had the chatos hayom. And it's true that we burned the chatos outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Gimel Machanos. But we took out the imurim, remember? And we put them in a tray. And we're going to burn them. And when does that happen? And the Mishnah doesn't say. So in other words, the Gemara is just simply pointing out some basic things are just missing from the Mishnah. So Rava just simply comments and he says, our Mishnah is not misukan. It's incomplete. We do not get a full picture, neither according to Rabbi Eliezer nor according to Rabbi Akiva. So Ela Ila Rabbi Eliezer Detana Bidave Shmuel Ola Rabbi Akiva Kida Tosefta. So therefore what Rava says is, if you want the complete picture of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have to go to an outside Tana, and according to Rabbi Akiva, we have to go to Tosefta, which is another outside Tana. Meaning the Mishnayos of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi are incomplete. This is Rava talking, and so therefore we're going to have to go to outside sources to get a complete picture. Okay, the Tana de Beishmor. So first we're going to spell out Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Arma Yosef Asa El of Elaham V'Imurichatas. So while dressed in his big day Zahav. This is number three. Meaning, one is big day Zahav, two is big day Levanim, three is big day Zahav, four is big day Levanim, and five is big day Zahav. So I'm at number three. So in number three, according to Rabbi Eliezer, his isle, the isle of the nation, that's an Achrimos. Then, Imuri Chatas, the burning of the Imurim of the Chatas, Ava Paro, the Veshivas Kvasim, Vesir Nasa Bechutz, Im Tamish Albein Harbayim. All the Musaf back-ended to Tamish Albein Harbayim. That's later in the day. And we'll explain why in just a moment. And Rabbi Akiva, the Tosefta, Ma'i Detanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Paro, the Veshivas Kvasim, Shel Tamish Al Shachar, how you craven. And Rabbi Akiva goes in the other direction. The Paro Ola and the seven sheep is done with the Tamishol Shachar, that's done in the morning. Shenemar Milvad Olas HaBoker Asher La Olas HaTamid. Because what's Musaf? Well, we know what the word actually means. It means addition. Addition to what? Rabbi Akiva says it's addition to Tamishol Shachar. Tamishol Shachar and the Musafim. So therefore Rabbi Akiva says that you'll take your Parshas Pinchas Karbanos and you will add them. And what are they an addendum to? They are an addendum to Tamishol Shachar. Shenemar Mevad Olas HaBoker Asher Lo Olas HaTamid V'Achar Kach Avodas Hayom. And then you go through the Avodas Hayom V'Achar Kach Sir Nasa Bechutz, and then the outer goat, meaning that's a Pinchas Karban. Shenemar Sir Yizim Echad Chatas Mevad Chatas HaKippurim V'Achar Kach Elo Ve'El Ha'am. And then afterwards the aisle and the Isle of the Nation, the Achar Kach Imur Chatas, then the burning of the Imurim, the Achar Kach Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and then afterwards Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Period. Okay, that is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now, everything is pretty spelled out now. We have laid out the positions of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. The fundamental difference between them is the Musaf is on the back end of the day or on the front end of the day. Rabbi Eliezer puts them on the back end of the day. Rabbi Akiva, for the most part, puts them at the front end of the day, with a couple of exceptions. Okay, that's the basic distinction. One point I'll raise right now, which is a big point, even according to Rabbi Akiva, when is he offering the Tamashal Bein Arbayim? Meaning, what do I mean by that? I know what time of the day. It's the afternoon. Meaning, at what point during his Levisha? Well, I'll give you only two options. Right, it's Big Day Zahav, because these are regular activities. Is the Big Day Zahav 3, or is the Big Day Zahav 5? So you think it's 5.
Because nothing comes after burning.
Okay, so if you take a look at Rashi, you're in great company. So Rashi writes over here, it's the second Rashi in the Amud. You want to underline this Rashi. So Rashi says, B'tvila Chamishis. The Gemara doesn't say, just to make that point very clear. The Gemara doesn't say. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says Tvila Chamishis. That's talking during the fifth Tvila, meaning Big Day Zahav, stage number five of the day. That's what Rashi says. Who disagrees with this Rashi? The Rambam. The Rambam says it's during Big Day Zahav number three. Now, I'll just mention this quickly. That it is a longer discussion. What is supportive of the Rambam? The Mishnah, because if you look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and he tovels and he puts on his Big Day Zahav for the fifth time, and then the Mishnah mentions only two activities. What two activities are mentioned at that point in time? Only the Ketores and the Neros. So, if you want to support the Rambam, So you don't have to go that far. You just simply look back at the Mishnah. Okay. That's a bigger discussion. Just quickly, we're just going to wrap up with one more point in the Gemara, and then we'll finish for today. So the Gemara wonders, and the Gemara says, so what's really at issue over here between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva? My time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Avi Kedichsiv. So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, let's organize the Sefer Torah. All the Karbanos of Achrei Moses mentioned in Vayikra. Good. So first we take care of that. Then we go to Parshas Pekudim. We go Sefer Pekudim. We go to Parshas Pinchas. And then we'll do that. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is a literalist, but not just a literalist, but follow the Torah Keseder. So Kidichsiv, Avid Beresha, the Torah's Kohan, Vada, Avid, the Chumash Pekudim. That is Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Kediktani Taima. And what's behind Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says, look, I'll tell you why I think I'm right. Kidichsiv, Mavada Lasa Boker, Shalom Lasa Tamid. Because after the Torah mentions the Musafim, the Torah says, you know what they're an addendum to? The Tamid Shel Shachar. So if they're an addendum to the Tamid Shel Shachar, so I take all the Musafim and I connect them, I attach them to the Tamid Shel Shachar. I'm a Musafim and Tamid Shel Shachar Avilahu. Okay. So that's.
How come they don't use the Shabbat template in the Musaf? I mean, you have a template when the Musaf.
Because the Musaf template on Shabbos doesn't help us. Meaning there's Shacharis, there's Mariv, there's the Bein Arbayim, and there's only Musaf in the middle. Here, because so. I know. Back on Lamed Gimel, I'm with you. But over
said when Musa was brought.
But over here, the complexity of the issue is: you have an entire seder of Karbanos and Achrimos. You have an entire seder in Pekudim, and now how do they coordinate? Okay, that's again. We'll continue the discussion obviously tomorrow. But that's really the big issue.